The reason I asked you about Gabriel was because 3 weeks ago I mentioned there were three people here, and I mentioned selfing and got into a few other things. And then this week, everybody canceled. Not one person, not two persons, not three persons. Everybody canceled all their private sessions. So what I'm asking, are we into something that you guys don't want to have any part of, don't want to talk about? Or is this too much to even consider? Where the hell are we in talking about selfing, and what does that mean to you? And in your case, I asked you, what is Gabriel? Because as Karen says, well, he explains to others, but he can't explain it to you. Well, the point is that if you slip in and out of that, no one has any idea what you're talking about. You slip in and out of Gabriel.
So, I think that means that, as awkward as it may seem to be, I should be constantly identifying who's talking.
Well, yeah, but you see, in order to do that, you have to identify to yourself who and what Gabriel is. And because, well, let me jump ahead in tonight, okay? Let me jump way ahead. My question is this, and are you your body? Yes or no?
My answer, that I, as Gabriel, responding to you saying, no, I'm not this body here.
Do you go for the same answer there, Andrew?
Second coming does indeed go for the same answer.
Okay. If you are not your body, then your body is Pat, and his body is Andrew. Is that okay?
I was just going to ask that, and yes, that sounds like that's true. Yes. Makes sense.
So, if you don't tell me, so now we have, you're not your body, you're a self, you're a something. And all I've asked you to do is to give it a name. That's something. Not your body self, but that something self is now called Gabriel. And so if you're going to ask other people, ask them the same question. Are you your body? Do you really feel, or do you feel that you're so closely related to your body that it's almost impossible to tell a difference, yet there isn't there a sense that you are not your body, that you are a self or a something, which for centuries and centuries...
When it comes right down to it, yes.
Yeah, and so everybody...
Yes.
All we've ever said before was, that's a spiritual being, but that didn't say anything. Now, what you're doing is, you're giving yourself a name. This is who you are. And so, in fact, you, Patrick, are in fact Gabriel. So now I can talk to you. I can either talk to you as a body person, or I can talk to you as a self person. I'm really not interested too much in your body, because that's really your parents' body, your parents' DNA, your parents' attitude and self and problems and difficulties. I want to talk to you. And that's temporal, mortal, death, struggling with sort of a guy. I want to talk about the eternalness of yourself, which religion says is spiritual. I'm saying, hey, it is a real being. Whereas in calling you spiritual, you don't know who or what you are. But you see, you've already identified yourself, well, okay, I'm Gabriel. I'm a messenger. You've already given yourself or beginning to give yourself an identity. You're identifying yourself as who and what you are in all of that. Whereas the people you're talking to are still living foreign body cells. And you're living eternal Gabriel self. Do you understand?
Yeah. And they're trying to get to know spiritual self, whatever that is, feeling that they can't do it. And like what you just said, identifying as Gabriel or Second Coming, oh, there's a lockage right there.
Well, it's right there, which I'm really jumping ahead here, because regardless of what language says, you are not someone doing something. That's what language says. Subject, verb. Someone is doing predicate, something. No. In fact, and we'll get into some things about it, what you're doing is who you are. So, all of a sudden now, you see, you begin to say, I'm Gabriel, I'm the messenger. The doing of the messenger, the everything you do as Gabriel, starts describing you, giving you an individuality, a personality, a knowing and an understanding of yourself. This is a way you can truly know your eternal self, as opposed to identifying only with your mortal body and life in that regard. Do you understand?
Hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
See, so you can get the people to, as I said, understand by getting them to feel, yeah, you know, I've always felt there was something going on here in all of this regard, and also get them to understand more easily that their body is not them. They are a self in a body that was provided for them so that, as a starter, they could begin living in the universe. And now, you're beginning to realize that and begin to then shed yourself of your false identity as Patrick and begin to then, you're allowed one alias in life, that's legal. You can have an alias or a pseudonym. The problem is Patrick has been your alias all your life, so you've been living your alias. Now all of a sudden you're beginning to live your true eternal self as Gabriel. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
And so then if you're talking to somebody, you then can say, so I'm talking to you now as the eternal being Gabriel. I'm not talking to you as Patrick. And when they ask you questions, etc., don't be afraid to answer them.
Right. Yeah, I was just, that's what you said earlier about, I'm just kind of thinking, there's something about that what you, did you say that what you are doing is what you are? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Yeah, so something so simple about that, like I say, you know, I am Second Coming, talking as Second Coming, that's what I'm doing. I mean, provided I'm truly doing that, but that's what I'm doing.
No, you're not doing that unless you're doing that, and you ain't doing that.
Wait. Run that by me again, please.
when I say you're doing it, I mean you're freaking doing it. I don't mean you declare you're doing it or you excuse you're doing it. You got to be doing it or you ain't second coming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, all you're doing then, and we'll get into this more completely later on, then that you're merely, you're a wannabe in that regard. And you're still living your loner Andrew wannabe second coming.
I gotcha.
Now, if you're talking to somebody, you're welcome to talk to them in that way, but then you can begin to discuss physical, spiritual, mortal, immortal, eternal, what you're doing, what you're really doing, is what your body doing, is that really what you are doing? Maybe yes, maybe no.
Right.
But you can then describe that in such a way that you can begin to give whoever you're talking to, you don't give them the experience, but you make it possible in from what you're saying for them to experience themselves other than their body. Is that okay?
That's groovy.
Well, you know, that's to me, that's so simple. You give them an image that they're not their body, that they are an eternal self, not just some spiritual whatever. And so the point to all of this is now, you see, I can talk to you, Patrick, but I can't talk to Andrew. Because, Patrick, you gave me a name for yourself, so I can talk to Gabriel. But I can't talk to Andrew. I mean, I can talk to Andrew, but I can't talk to anybody else. And
okay,
in,
so,
and
okay,
in the
okay,
same...
So can't say second coming?
What?
Can't say second coming as a, like a name, as an identity?
Sure you can. And I can talk to second coming in that regard. But, you see, are you doing that? And is... have you felt it enough and Gabriel felt it enough so that you are living that self? You know, every day you do something, you really feel that you are not your body. You feel that self in there doing, using the body or doing, speaking through the body and etc. The question is, are you then in everything you're doing identifying that yourself as second coming and realizing that that's who you are?
No, it's on my mind a lot, but I'm mostly on my mind in the sense of realizing that I am aware of being able to do that, and I'm not doing that in this moment. I'm chasing after this. I got to get that done. I got to make this phone call. That kind of thing is what I'm.
I know, but you see, that's what I was saying to Patrick. You as much have to identify to yourself what you're doing, or who is doing it, as you do if you're talking to someone else.
Absolutely. This makes sense.
Now, there comes a point when you know when you switch back and forth, the same way as like an eternal being. You know in your own mind what you're doing and what self you're doing it from all of that. So you don't have to then keep, after a certain point, identifying. But you've been so long identified as Pat and Andrew, body self, and I guess that's okay. We'll maybe get into some of this, but maybe it's not. What you're accustomed to doing is Patrick or Patrick self, Andrew self, then trying to learn, grow, and develop and be better. Be a better Andrew. Be a gooder Andrew. Be a better Patrick. To earn God's everlasting life. Whether you realize it or not, that's still going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I just wanted to mention that one of the things that came really clear to me this past week, and I experienced it myself, and I saw it in others.
Wait, who experienced it?
Good question.
I just want to know. Wait, Saint Cumming wants to know. Sorry about that.
Okay, then, and I guess, thank you very much, Andrew, because it was in periods when Gabriel, Master Gabriel, was contemplating what was going on, and what Gabriel, Master Gabriel, could see was something that was termed, no, I'm telling you what Patrick remembers of what Gabriel did. I'm going to back up here a bit.
Just relax and use I, and we'll be able to identify when you switch in and out of I.
Okay. What I noticed was a thing that I called inertia. And it's that old thing that once a body is in motion, or when it's not in motion, it will maintain that motion or lack of motion until it's perturbed or disturbed. And I could see Patrick pretty steadfastly wanting to maintain a course. And as you termed it a few minutes ago, Roger, not satisfied with the way Patrick is, and wanting to be a better Patrick, but Patrick nonetheless. It was so startlingly clear that whatever else, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's associated with wanting eternal life from an approving, powerful God, or whether or not it is I wanted Karen to recognize Patrick for all the effort he puts into our relationship. It's the same model, whether it's God or Karen. It's always trying to get a gain or earn favor and permission and all that kind of good stuff. It's never been as startlingly clear to me as it has been this past week. And so, yeah, I'm not arguing with you, Roger. I just saw in big written letters in my watching myself in this past week how powerful that urge is to stay the same but only try to get better.
Well,
so may I
I got to ask a question here. I want to ask a question first. Is it possible that you were speaking from Gabriel?
I think so. That was my sense, yes.
Oh, so then Gabriel wants to stay as Gabriel, as Eternal Gabriel, and get better?
I think Gabriel wants to be freer.
Okay, whatever. But there is a... Don't treat Gabriel as know-all, be-all, have-all, do-all, everything is nice and neat and,
no, it's not.
And works, because all the difference that we're saying here is Gabriel is a universal or eternal being. It doesn't mean that an eternal being doesn't necessarily want to improve the way and the manner in which he expresses his eternal being.
And that's an important note for me, thank you.
So then...
Yeah, me too.
So then what you're talking about here is, does Patrick want to be a better Patrick, or does Patrick really want to be a better expression of Gabriel? Better allow quotes around that. A freer, easier, more complete expression of Gabriel.
Most definitely. That expresses it nicely, Roger.
So then don't put them in opposition. When you are struggling in that regard, recognize that maybe you're struggling for Gabriel, not against Patrick, or not even against Gabriel. Okay.
My goodness, you know, that rings a very clear bell. Thank you. Yes.
Because the minute you do it, you see, Gabriel gives you, like Pericope 14a, gives you a place to stand off and observe. Now, what I'm still extracting from stuff that's coming, so when it comes, there'll be a duplication, but we won't take as much time with it when it happens. Up until now, it's been considered that in the universe you're here to learn lessons, to learn, grow, and develop, and become better spiritually, eternally, and live faithfully so God can give you everlasting life. In fact, that's not true. You are everlasting life. You are eternal. Learning how to express yourself as clearly and succinctly as you truly desire. You don't want freedom from expression. You want to have to be able to express yourself fully and easily in everything you do. That to me is the purpose of what the hell is going on? One of the purposes of life. You're already an eternal being, but see, religion came along and says you're not. You have to be faithful and honest and do what God wants, so that maybe if you're one of the 144,000, maybe then you might get to be resurrected to everlasting life. And I say, no, you're already everlasting life. Deciding the way and the manner in which you truly want to express yourself as eternal or everlasting life.
Yeah.
So that places a whole different concept on freedom. It's not freedom from. Let's call it freedom to express yourself as you truly desire. Not freedom from the limitations, but freedom to really be yourself as you feel and sense yourself being, and to be able to clearly live that and express that in everything you do.
Yeah.
It's like a sympathetic relationship between you and your daily life and your dreams. Each is unfolding the other in that regard. But you're not unfolding Pat. You're in fact unfolding Gabriel, so that you can really feel and sense, and no matter what you're doing, the expansiveness of yourself as Gabriel, and with Andrew in Second Coming. Is this okay?
Yeah, that sounds like it makes sense of what I have been doing in one way, or trying to do anyway.
Yeah, but you...
freedom of expression.
Your problem...
But I was doing it for my body self.
Yeah, but you see, you're so associated with your body doings and et cetera, that...
Absolutely.
That what you feel you have to do is give up Andrew or give up Pat in order to be Second Coming, and you know how to do that.
Wow, yeah, that's so true.
So,
well, I think I just realized what you said, though, was a fuller or freer expression would simply be acknowledging what else I am besides just walking around this body stuff.
Well,
it's a loner body, but I'm not a loner body.
But that's why I told you about the student who comes to the guru with a full cup. Now, up until now, they've always said the guru tells the man to go away. You're too full of your own shit and stuff like that. Go empty your cup. You've got to come here with an empty cup. And that isn't true. You come with a full cup, and then you pour Second Coming into the cup of Andrew until you are.
Of course.
And you pour the cup of, you pour Gabriel into Patrick until Patrick becomes Gabriel. And you do that in every day. There is nothing in any of this that says, give up Patrick. You don't have to give up any part of Patrick while you're pouring in Gabriel. But of course, the reason for knowing yourself as Gabriel, so you don't continue only living as Patrick or only living as Andrew. Andrew is serving Second Coming, and Second Coming is serving Andrew, and it's mutually supportive in that regard. And in all of that, the more Second Coming you pour in, you are. That's what your cup is. And the more Gabriel you pour in, that's who and what you are.
Second Coming wants to ask, make a wacky statement here. It appears that full cup of stuff that I have helps Second Coming realize Second Coming. It's got its points of expression and action to see oneself in.
Do you really believe that?
I am looking at that right now, so yes, I do believe that.
Okay, say it again.
Sure. That full cup of stuff give Second Coming a way to know Second Coming in fuller expressions. I can see oneself in action through this full cup of stuff and know Second Coming in all of that.
Now do you understand why I said immortality, I am, means within, not other than, but immortality is only known within mortality.
Yes, I'm really...
So
I'm
Second
really,
Coming is only known
really,
through
I'm
Andrew.
Really Second Coming that right now.
Through Andrew's life is the only way you begin to know and understand Second Coming.
Right, so with an empty cup, there Second Coming may sit, but very little of that selfness might be known, what expresses and what it's all about.
I think you just screwed it up.
With an empty cup, second coming wouldn't have as much to know oneself about.
Oh, okay.
I screwed up.
I said, I think the way I heard it differently. That's right. So you come with a full cup of mortality and the things you've done, which enables you to understand immortal second coming, or eternal second coming, or immortal or eternal Gabriel.
See, so now this term of come to life gifts is making a whole different sense here. I thought maybe it was just a euphemism or something for all this stuff, but now it actually is stuff that helps second coming or Gabriel or the eternal self come to life and know itself alive. A gift.
That's right, because as a spiritual being or as a universal being in a universal environment, you can't know yourself.
Right. Well, I can see that anyway.
You see?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said, are you willing to conceive of the possibility that the universe does not make life, but life made the universe in order to have a constant and consistent, since the universe only reacts, a constant and consistent accommodating environment in which then life can come alive and know itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only in this environment now, you with a full cup of stuff, that Second Coming or Gabriel can actually come alive and Gabriel can know himself, or you as Second Coming can know yourself.
Okay, true. And then one other thing seems to be a possibility here is that reactive universe helps Second Coming know exactly what the active expression of Second Coming is.
That's what I just
said. Desires to be.
Chooses to be eternally as a privileged being.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Right. So it's all a way to know itself, because otherwise there it sits in a vacuum.
You see?
Hmm.
You involved with this,
so
Patrick, at
clear.
All?
Yeah, I got a question here. I'm formulating the question. How do I factor in that the lunar body as a starter self, and I seem to have developed the notion that Gabriel also represents a starter self, and that here up until now the Patrick starter self has had far more free reign. Now by declaring myself as Gabriel, am I now engaging that starter self to work in communion with the loner body starter self?
Okay. If Andrew, and I'm going to use him as an example so you can sit over there and observe. If Andrew had said that his eternal self was Anno, then that would have answered your question. Anno is the eternal self of Andrew. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
But if he were to regenerate his loner body and self, he would discover that Second Coming is the eternal aspect of his esteemed being. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you say that one more time? I think I did, but one more time, please.
Well, I'm going to put it back on you. So listen carefully.
Yeah.
If you had said your eternal being was Masters, as you started to do 3 weeks ago, then I would say, oh, Masters, that's the eternal being of Patrick. I want to know who is the eternal being or self of your esteemed being. If you were to regenerate Patrick, who or what then would be the eternal self of that individual? Now, we went through that night and went away and went through and dismissed Masters per se and went to Gabriel. Because you were treating Masters then as a greater self of Patrick. And what I'm trying to get you to do is to begin understanding that the real you, let's call it that, is Gabriel. And you, Gabriel, are eternal life. And you, Gabriel, then are, through Samurai, through Roman Judge, through Pilate, and through Patrick, are seeking then a way and a manner in which to freely express yourself. You okay with that?
Oh, yes, 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 I have a picture of that. Yes, I do.
So you could have the past lives, or we can say Gabriel is using those past lives. We could say Gabriel used Samurai in order to bring a certain particular message and then opted out of that. Gabriel used the Judge to bring a certain particular, and we're going to get to what that message might be, but a message and then opted out of that, and then did through the same thing through the pilot, and now through Patrick. Question is, for both Gabriel as a message or second coming, I'll give you both a choice. What message would you most be willing to bring?
My message is that we are abiding eternal beings, free to live as we truly desire.
Well, I think you've got to do something in order to accomplish that, and you could never convince anybody necessarily of that. How about you, Andrew?
I was thinking the message is how to action as the eternal self and know the eternal self right now.
Well, you're in a struggle. Didn't I say then,
okay, that's interesting.
Or didn't I ask you a question, could you conceive of the fact that the universe did not create life, but that life created the universe in order to have an accommodating, reliable environment in which to come alive? So both of your messages fail if you don't change the universe.
Oh, that's interesting. So, right, because I would be yakking away, as far as they're concerned, in a universe of cause and effect that doesn't really give a care or, I mean, any kind of attention at all to what you're doing. No effect.
Well, what universe do you live in now? Give it a name. Like, we're asking you to give
like
you a name so I know who I'm talking to. Give it a name. What's your universe? Is it your universe?
No, I guess it's the universe, God's universe, the created universe, the objective universe.
Obviously, it's not an objective universe in that regard. It's it may be accommodating, but objective is a useless context for anybody to deal with. Do you want to deal with that anywhere, Patrick?
Yeah, that's. I think I understand what you were saying about weakness in objective universe.
It has no pizzazz.
Because it's got to be any old name.
Yeah. So whose universe do you live in, Patrick? Like it or not?
Patrick lives in God's universe.
You're damn right. And God's universe, by the way, is a universe of death. Life's universe is a universe of life. The reason that God's universe is a universe of death is because your only real life is a spiritual life after death. Whereas in life's universe, you can live a real life now. And your resurrection in God's universe is only after death. Well, that is, if you've been faithful enough and have been good enough and right enough to earn God's grace, which of course the religion says you can't earn grace, but it's somehow or other, because it's God's decision as to whether you could have eternal life. But in life's universe, you have eternal life now. But you can resurrect Gabriel or Second Coming in your life today. You don't have to continue living loner being self. So everything,
yeah, I got you.
Everything you're living today, it doesn't do you any good to say, well, I don't believe in the Catholic Church anymore. You're living in God's universe. Cause and effect. God's rule, God's dominion, God's consciousness, God's awareness, God's everything. And that means death. You are living in God's universe of death. And you have no awareness of everlasting life. Oh, wait a minute now. If you live in life's universe of life, you have eternal life. And little or no awareness of death as it occurs in God's universe.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It's just so interesting. I mean, if I'm seeing this, so God's universe of death or things that don't happen until after death plays all the way along the line to always trying to get to the conclusion or cause the outcome. And you never really live in any action or any moment.
You see, all you're trying to do your whole life, you're trying to either earn everlasting life or avoid death in God's universe, and like it or not. But if you are living with the full, remember when I asked you, did you want to continue or did you want to be aware of continuing? In life's universe of life, your awareness of life, then even if your body dies, your awareness does not die. You do not die. So death has no sting. It has no real reality for you in life's universe. It only has a reality for you, and you don't even know what that's all about, in God's universe. Are you willing...
Wait, go ahead, are you willing?
You said, wait, I'm waiting.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I guess, are you saying that then part of the message is showing people the way to life's universe, or not the way, that sounds crappy.
You can't...
Life's universe.
You can't tell them that they can live as they truly desire, or convince them, unless you prepare the way. And that is a way from God's universe to life's universe.
Okay, yeah.
Do you understand then why the message that you want to say is a useless message in God's universe? They can't do it. They won't do it.
Yes, they do.
That's absolutely correct, and that's been a stumbling block for me for a long time now. Because if you can't get around that base assumption, everything else is bullshit.
You see?
That's an interesting point.
No matter what we say, as long as you're living in God's universe, then it's a universe of death. It's a universe that is God's universe, God's laws, God's rules, God's doing, God's everything. So you can't convince me in any way that I can be free or live as I truly desire. I can't live as I truly desire in God's universe, damn it.
It sure sounds good, but I can't do it.
That's right.
Well, actually, I was just thinking it doesn't even sound good, because everything I say sounds only like more of God's universe stuff, I think.
So now do you understand...
Well, I hear God's universe.
So do you now begin understanding just a few of the things I've been talking about in terms of language is your problem, among other things? Because everything is language to suit God's universe. Everything in science is language to suit God's universe. You have to then, as you are becoming more expansively aware of Gabriel and Second Coming, Jesus would say he was aware of his Father God. Now, all that did was exacerbate the problem. But in the same way, you have to begin being aware that you're living in life's universe of life, not in God's universe of death.
That's vital. I see what you're saying there.
You see? So.
And it makes it so easy then to what? That makes it so clear what we're talking about the universe and such.
So your first
life, not the universe they've been living.
But now you understand that as a universal being, why you can have this message or what you want to tell people or show people, and have failed at that because the world around you was God's universe. How do you then get that across in God's universe? You can't. You have to prepare the way with others, for others, as Jesus said he was, in a sense, preparing the way for God world on earth. You must prepare as part of everything you do the way for life's universe of life to replace God's universe of death. And that is why you cannot have a big bang beginning, because with a big bang beginning, you're going to have a big ending. This is why I write the way I write. This is why I keep trying to get you off beginnings and endings. This is why I write the things that I write, so that there are no periods, no endings in that regard. Life is eternal.
So you're creating the environment of that universe of no beginnings, of life's universe.
What I'm trying
you're
to do, that's right, what I'm trying to do in that is, in life's universe, images are of prime importance for thinking, conceiving, doing, etc. In God's universe, it's all language, and so everybody has language about God and God consciousness and God awareness and God minding and God every goddamn thing in that regard. And then, but if you have an image, then the point is, can you describe the image? What I'm trying to do, in even in describing, rather than using the language to language what you want to say, but even in describing, then I'm trying to modify language in such a way that you are constantly aware then that you are languaging in life's eternal universe of life, not in God's universe of death.
Gotcha.
Is this okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very clear.
Oh, yeah, but how about Patrick? You hear, you understand any of that, Patrick?
Yes, and I was tangentially aware of Errol being the preparer of the way. I didn't understand then, and I'm sure he didn't. And now I think I understand what that was about then, and I'm understanding what you're saying now. I think absolutely, the God's universe is such a powerful context that no matter what any of us say, it will be taken in within that context.
And you are, so you have to change that environment.
Yes.
And you have examples of Big Bang didn't exist, it reigned the universe. I can give you examples of no matter where you are the center of the universe. I can give you infinite number of examples in which then we can talk about these things in a different form in nature.
You know, guys, what I think I'm seeing about this way of keeping the universes separate is, by doing that, I'm not
stop!
You can't stop.
Then I wait.
Andrew?
Yeah.
See the problem, the absolutely frustrating problem? What you always do is you make a statement that is so, pardon the expression, stupid, that anything after that, I don't even want to hear. And so you can play it back. What you started off with is the importance of keeping these universes separate. I'm not talking about keeping them separate. I'm talking about filling the God's universe of death with the purity of life's universe of life, just like filling up the cup until it overflows, until it is completely life's universe of life for you and for anybody you talk to. But your introductions always, you make an introduction like that, or frequently like that, what? I don't even want to listen after that. Where do you conceive of keeping these universes separate?
It's just seeing the picture, as we talked about, of in God's universe, all this stuff happens, and in life's universe, all this stuff happens, and I was thinking I could keep it all together that way.
But you're keeping them separate, and I'm trying to have you supplant one with the other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to talk about keeping them separate, unless somehow or other you're going to announce that. No, I want you to supplant God's universe of death with life's universe of life.
All right, I think I see that, yeah. I think that's consistent.
Okay, now, after you said keeping them separate, I didn't listen to a frigging thing you said. Now do you want to ask your question? But don't ask a question, because
no.
In terms of keeping them separate.
Well, just answer that, actually.
Well, I don't know what I answered, because I didn't listen. I tried everything I could do to get you to stop. Okay.
Okay.
Karen, are you involved in all of this at all?
I'm listening. I am involved.
So,
bye.
So you.
If it is involved.
So, do you understand then that live it then is the self of yourself? Live it is not. Live it is not the goal of Karen. It is
no.
It is the self of yourself.
Yeah. I believe so.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I'm having a terrible time looking about, because we just destroyed my outline. Well, when I first started out to discover how the universe works, it wasn't until after a while that I understand, hey, wait a minute now. We can know how Patrick works, and we can know how Gabriel works, but I really want to know how Gabriel works, not Patrick, because it's more about Gabriel and Patrick anyway. Well, okay, the same thing. Now all of a sudden I have to work about how God's universe of death, in a sense, works to hold you back. And life's universe of life gives you the freedom and the free will that you truly desire. So I had to then deal with two universes in that regard, at least to be able to answer questions that people are prone to bring up. So, there's another challenge in all of this. Can you stop living can you begin living life's universe of life and let that fully replace, then replace God's universe of death, then you wouldn't talk about getting free, would you? You wouldn't be talking about overcoming, would you? You wouldn't talk about all of these limitations, restrictions, liabilities, and etc. Okay.
The even awareness of...
Huh?
I was going to say, even the awareness of the limitations that were contained in the God's universe model would just fade away as non-issues anymore.
Yeah, but what happens is you lose the battle before you begin by saying... all the limitations are non-issues. The fact that you treated them as limitations, it doesn't do you any good to then say there are non-issues.
Then they simply don't exist, is that what we're saying?
Well, you in a sense can't even say they don't exist.
Well then, help me a bit here then. I was thinking it was a bit like our conversation last week about immortal. As an immortal, mortality is a meaningless thing. Did I screw that up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All I said
then
was, it's only in... mortal that you can even be aware of immortality.
Ah.
See, what you're trying to do is kind of carry on and think that then that in Gabriel or a new concept or something like that will make all of these things immaterial or non-issues. That's not true. Can I take the worst issue of all? And can we discuss it?
Sure.
Death exists. In God's universe of death, death exists. What is it all about? In life's universe of life, death exists. What is that all about?
Ah, that's a great way to illustrate it.
You see? Because then... one is like an ending and one is a beginning, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not a non-issue...
issue holds it and doesn't change it.
That's right. Then you're still stuck with God's universe of death. So you can't even go there in saying it's a problem. That's kind of like healing, health and healing and all that. You can't even go there. That's what Mary Baker Eddy did. And you can't go there and then say it's a non-issue. You've already lost the whole cause by saying that the death or the illness is in itself an issue. So, what then can you say, could you say about death as a beginning rather than an ending? No, we can't even say that. What can you say about death as a continuation, not as an ending?
We can say that in my case, Gabriel will simply take on another form and continue in its existence.
What will be Gabriel's awareness?
Gabriel will be aware of continuing in his next existence.
So, it would be like waking up in the morning.
Yeah, precisely.
Or doing another thing. You didn't have to
that
die.
Even...
You see, you didn't have to die to one in order to do another. You just did another thing.
Son of a gun, yes.
That's all death is. It's death of the body. It's death of Patrick. But it is a continuation of Gabriel. This is why the more thoroughly you identify with Gabriel in that regard, then I could say death is a, as you use the word, death is a non-issue, but more importantly we can say then that death is a freeing of Gabriel, a transfiguration of Gabriel. Whereas before, Patrick is a self of parents, a mortal self in that regard. And if Patrick goes away, like the next moment, that's okay, because Gabriel lives again. Okay. Do you understand that if you regenerate your loner body and self and all of that, that through this process that we're talking about here, you could generate your death? Well, in all we're talking about here, we're trying to get to the point where you can understand that what you're choosing in life and what you're doing in life reveals you as Gabriel in that regard. Are you willing to choose your death? See, what we've always come...
Not like my...
What?
You mean not like my brothers.
That's right. Not like your brothers. They were running away from or escaping from God's universe of death and et cetera. But in life's universe of life, then, you can choose that what we call death is really a beginning. All you're doing in that is living then Gabriel fully and completely for a period of time. And you're choosing your death in the way of not dying, but you're choosing your beginning or continuing.
When you ask that question, does that actually mean that, okay, I think I've done everything I want to do now, I'm going to begin again?
Absolutely.
Okay, I understand that. Son of a gun, yes, I understand that.
And death is no more than that choice that you make every day. You go do something else.
That's just so neat. I like it.
And then death is, I can't even say no more consequence, because choosing to do something else is of great consequence, isn't it? So death is a consequence you truly desire. Because it's not death, it's life. You choose to do something else. But let me ask you a question. When you choose to do something else, or do something next, do you not usually know what that is?
Yes.
Then would death be any different than that?
Why? Absolutely. Why would it be any different?
So you would know in doing that, in doing something different or other, or doing next, you would know what that next is.
Uh-huh. While the
ending of death in God's universe, you don't know what's next.
There's just some vague thing out there that you're going to be judged, and you really don't know what's going to happen next.
That's right. But that's not true in the universe of life. As Gabriel, you would know what's next. Just the same as you, as Patrick, know that what you're going to do next. You may not know beyond next, or very far beyond next, but death in this lifetime would be no different than that in the universe of life.
How do I go? Yes.
I have a bunch of more stuff, and I don't really want to get into it tonight, except to say this, that once you choose Gabriel, in other words, the self, not the body, but the self, the process then is fleshing out or selfing Gabriel until Gabriel is who you are. And since your actions are who you are, every action you do then in that regard is a selfing of Gabriel. But remember that in every action which is a selfing of Gabriel commands the universe, so that you then are selfing Gabriel in Gabriel's particular universe of life. You can't do that in God's universe of death, because that's God's universe. Life's universe allows you, even in Gabriel, to then, that is your universe. If you think you create your own reality today, like everybody says, you certainly understand that you're creating your reality within God's universe. Hell, that didn't do you any good. And if we say,
don't fill your boots.
And if we say you create your own universe today, all you're doing in that, then, is creating your version of God's universe for you. Everything changes when you look at and use the words and understand the meaning of being and living in life's universe. And everything that you're doing then is fleshing out Gabriel as a particular, and particularizing Gabriel's universe of life. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Is that okay for you, Karen?
Yep.
Is that okay for you, Andrew?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, let's quit right there. I didn't really want to get into, I would have defending them, but I didn't want to start in on more on selfing, except to say, as I've done this, selfing is for you to realize that you are not living Patrick now, you are selfing Gabriel, and you are selfing Gabriel's particular universe within life's universe.
Of life.
And then you begin to understand that if you want to give or send a message, do not give or spring a message that argues against. You remember the story of great and grand news, and he went out and tried desperately to find some great and grand news to be worthy, and the only thing he came back with was the last words of a man he met along the road outside the gate of the thing, of the temple. And the man said, always be true to yourself, always be true to Gabriel in life's universe. Okay. We'll do some more about selfing next week.
Thank you very much.
Okie dokie.
Jay, thank you. Interesting.
Now can you explain...
Great. All right.
Can you do a better job of explaining Gabriel there, Patrick?
Yes, I will. I can.
Okay. Good for you. Get them involved.
Thank you very much.
Are you your body or are you not? If there is a self... How the hell can I talk to yourself if you, or even call yourself forth, if you won't name yourself? How can you know yourself if you still keep calling you your body? Hey, body, get over here! Give them an opportunity for them to experience what you're about to say. Then, when you say it, that will... be compounded by their experience that you gave them ahead. You prepared the way. Okay, good night.